I'm told you have personal knowledge of the circumstances of the murder. For a moment, she seemed to grow taut.
I discovered the body. Is that the way I should say it?
And then you didn't witness the actual murder.
Oh, no,
she said faintly. Well, suppose you tell me what happened. Take your time and use your own words. He sat back and composed himself to listen. She began.
It was on 3-2 of the 5th.
When was that in standard time? Asked Bailey quickly.
I'm not sure. I really don't know. You can check, I suppose.
Her voice seemed shaky, and her eyes had grown large. They were a little too gray to be called blue, he noted. She said,
He came to my quarters. It was our assigned day for seeing, and I knew he'd come.
He always came on the assigned day?
Oh, yes. He was a very conscientious man, a good Solarian. He never skipped an assigned day and always came at the same time. Of course, he didn't stay long. We have not been assigned ch—
She couldn't finish the word, but Bailey nodded.
Anyway, she said, he always came at the same time, you know, so that everything would be comfortable. We spoke a few minutes. Seeing is an ordeal, but he always spoke quite normally to me. It was his way. Then he left to attend to some project he was involved with. I'm not sure what. He had a special laboratory in my quarters, to which he could retire on seeing days. He had a much bigger one in his quarters, of course.
Bailey wondered what he did in those laboratories. Fetology, perhaps, whatever that was. He said, Did he seem unnatural in any way? Worried?
No, no, he was never worried.
She came to the edge of a small laugh and buried it at the last moment.
He always had perfect control, like your friend there.
For a brief moment, her small hand reached out and indicated Daniil, who did not stir.
I see. Well, go on.
Gladia didn't. Instead, she whispered,
Do you mind if I have myself a drink?
Please do.
Gladia's hand slipped along the arm of her chair momentarily. In less than a minute, a robot moved in silently, and a warm drink, Bailey could see the steam, was in her hand. She sipped slowly, then set the drink down. She said,
That's better. May I ask a personal question?
Bailey said, You may always ask.
Well, I've read a lot about Earth. I've always been interested, you know. It's such a queer world.
She gasped and added immediately,
I didn't mean that.
Bailey frowned a little.